Folkestone is undoubtedly a multicultural town. Let's take a look at our ethnic groups. Data given by Shepway District Council says that those classed as Asian or Asian British, which would include our large Nepalese community, account for 2.9% of the total population. The black community make up 1.4%, mixed race people 1.2%, and Chinese or other 0.7%. But is being a multicultural society actually working? The number of racially aggravated crimes in Kent has nearly doubled in 10 years, according to figures given by Shepway District Council. Numbers do show that the number of white British people has slowly declined in the past 10 years, and the number of other ethnicities has increased. But what do the general public think of multicultural Folkestone?
Some people just take advantage of our town. I believe they should just become more part of the public.
I think the culture is nice as a mix.
When you got them standing on the corners and that, I find it's really intimidating, especially when you're walking past with your child. I just don't think they should be here, really.
You don't want to get too many of them, I know that. Otherwise they will take over all the jobs, won't they?
A recent survey by think tank British Future and The Observer showed that British people feel that people born outside the UK are having a negative influence on four things: the crime rate, the availability of jobs, housing, and the NHS. Paul Marsh, the recently retired head of reducing reoffending at a foreign national prison, explains his experience of foreign nationals and why there may be misconceptions of them.
The vast majority tend to be hard-working, willing to improve themselves, and are not people that want to bludgeon off the state. In fact, I've come across many people in custody that have been here on illegal passports that have actually been paying taxes into the country and grateful to do so. And I suppose it's a lack of information out in the public arena to inform people actually who these people are, what is their situation. If it were us, then we would be doing exactly the same.
That was Paul Marsh. Folkestone has a lot of mixed feelings about the population of non-local residents in the town. Councillor Susan Wallace, the Mayor of Folkestone, tells me what it's like to live in multicultural Folkestone.
We've got the Gurkha community that have done so much for Folkestone, they've given so much. They are all more than willing to fit in with the community in Folkestone. There are racial problems, but they're only from certain groups of people. I don't think it's a town-wide problem, I think it's just certain people that have no understanding. With the broadening of people's outlook and they go abroad on